Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Anders Miller back on the show. Anders is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is a fishmonger, but I think he's the lead fishmonger over at Pike Place Fish Market in Pike Place, part of down by the water. In Seattle, Washington, he is the co-author of yet another Pike Place Fish book, cookbook called In the Kitchen with Pike Place Fish Guys, and he's our good friend, Anders Miller. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. It's good to talk to you, and thanks for the great fish you guys sent me a couple of weeks ago. And folks, just for the record, I always pay for my fish, but he always Anders always takes good care
Thanks
of me.
For that.
Yeah, exactly. Anders, congratulations on another great fish book, a new fish cookbook.
Oh man, thanks. It's been years in the making, Jim. We've been working on that thing. It's been a concept actually since as long as I've worked at the fish market and probably even before that. So I really kind of just revisited the project and dove into it about 4 years ago, and it's a man. I tell you what, it was a super fun experience, but it was a lot of work.
So folks, this is a coffee table book. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, you know, and we really wanted to. It would have been easy with our brand to just throw our logo on it and collect some recipes, get it out there,
right.
People would buy it. But I feel like that's kind of a disservice to everything that the Pike Place Fish Market is. So we really considered everything. We hired a great photographer. I tested out every single recipe. Like, we did recipe testing every Monday for 6 months. And
I can't believe you didn't call me and let me help you test those recipes.
Oh, Jim, it's just such hard work.
I know.
Well, so you got to eat like 5 breakfast dishes.
You took one for the team, though, didn't you?
Hey, I'm here to help. I used to come home after those recipe testing sessions, and I'm supposed to cook dinner for my wife, and she'd get home from work, and I'd be laying on the couch with the Alka-Seltzer.
So, okay, talk to us. Let's talk about the. I want to talk about the cookbook a little bit, and then the next segment we're going to talk about Pike Place Fish Market. So you've got a lot of different. It's all about fish, of course. It's all about salmon and grouper and halibut and shellfish. I love the mussels. You guys always send me some great mussels. Dungeness crab. It's all about. It's all around that kind of really fish from the sea, basically, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I really wanted to incorporate all the. There's kind of like I wanted to demystify seafood for people because a lot of people don't. You know, they cook chicken all the time or beef, but they're scared to cook seafood or they don't know how to handle it. I just see a lot of fear present for people. They don't know how to deal with their seafood. So I wanted to answer all the main questions that I've gotten over my career at the fish market. How do you buy fish when I'm not there to help you?
Right.
You know, how do you store it? What to look for? How long is it good for? How do I fillet it? How do I clean a crab? Everything's covered in there. So along with really nice pictures. And I really want, and we made it fun too. You know, I want people to go home and open up that book and really kind of take a trip down memory lane.
It's 100 recipes, folks. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned over the years that I've helped people with regard to fish, folks, if you don't like fish, if you say you don't like fish, I'm going to say that you that means you probably never had fresh fish, Anders, because people don't realize that fresh fish doesn't have a smell.
No, it shouldn't. You know, and we touch on that in the book, too, that, you know, we're born with these great senses. We've got eyes and we have a nose. And, you know, if you walk into a place and the first thing you do is to smell a fishy smell. You know, it's your first sign that you may not want to shop there. You know, I mean, you've been to our shop several times. Yep. You don't walk up and go, oh, my God, this place stinks.
Yep. That's right. Well, the thing is, and that's how I tell, you know, if you've got fish that, if you get fish in and you wash it off, if it smells like fish, if it smells bad like fish, you need to throw it away. If it smells a little bit like fish, you need to eat it right now and maybe use some lemon. But what I do, and just to give people a little bit of a heads up here, Anders, and to help you guys too, what I do is you and I talk on the phone. You pack me up some, you know, what I want. We talk about what's in, and you pack it up. You ship it to me, and then I basically finish preparing it, butchering it, whatever I need to do, and then I eat what I want right that weekend, and then I freeze the rest of it, and it's good for it's good for a month or two.
Yeah, exactly. You got it right. You know, I think another thing that people do is they'll buy fish, and then they leave it in the refrigerator for several days, and then they go, I don't have time. I'm going to freeze it. But then you freeze it once it's already gone. You pull it out of the freezer, and then you've got an inferior product. So you just nailed it right on the head, Jim. Mm-hmm. That's what you do.
Don't leave anything in the refrigerator more than a day or two, and you have to eat that. You can't freeze that.
Right. You know, and whatever you throw in the freezer, even if I tell people, if you're having a dinner party this weekend, you know, today's Wednesday and you're having it this weekend, there's no reason to leave it in the fridge till Saturday. If you just freeze it for until Friday and then thaw it out, you're gonna freeze it in its current state. It'll be great. You won't even tell it's ever been frozen.
That's exactly right. I use the press and seal paper. I don't know exactly. It's like a plastic paper, but it's a press and seal. And I get all the air out of it, and then I seal it up, and I put a date on the bag that I put it in. I put a date on it so I know how long it's been in there.
Yep, that's the way to do it. The air is your enemy. We talk about that too on the freezing. You know, I can't stress that enough to get the air out of it.
But see, this way, by doing that, by ordering enough of this, and by freezing it, I can justify the shipping cost for you to ship it to me.
Well, and then you can ensure that you'll be able to have me on the show because I'll still be working at the fish market.
That's exactly my fishmonger will always be there for that.
Yes.
Give us the website, please.
It's www.pikeplacefish.com. Just all one word, not multiple pikes. It's Pike Place.
The In the Kitchen with Pike Place Fish Guys, 100 recipes and tips from the world-famous crew of Pike Place Fish Market. And it's a brand-new cookbook. I recommend it to you folks. It's beautiful. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Anders to tell us again why this operation is so cool and why you just want to go watch these guys work. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. We're going up around the
bend. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.